Very smart. Rallying the troops here. Okay, we left off yesterday developing this klal called Mechuya B'davar. So this klal exists. It exists by Tkiyah Shofar, it exists by Shemei Goyne, Mishnayis, Gemaras. Nobody argues on this klal. Why there should be such a klal? That was a loaded question, so we spoke a lot about that in light of the Machlokes Rav and the Talmud Tkiyah Shofar, in light of the Machlokes Beis Halevi and others by Shemei Goyne. But the common denominator, yes, because of Varim was that the klal stands, it's a Mishnah. But what I'm trying to do today is to almost like fine-tune a little bit what constitutes the Mechuya B'davar and what not. So some cases are obvious and some are a little bit less obvious. So you have two guys, Rosh Hashanah morning, neither of them heard shofar. They're both men obligated to hear shofar. So obviously that's a Mechuya B'davar. That doesn't need too much elaboration. What if you have a little bit more of a nuanced case? So what if you have a situation where Reuven wants to see Shimon and something? The problem is Reuben was ready Yotzei. So I can hear somebody arguing, if Reuben was ready Yotzei, so he's Nish Mechuya B'davar. It's not a Mechuya, he's not actively, presently Mechuya B'davar. He was Mechuya B'davar yesterday, an hour ago. What is the, what is past history of doing anything? So that's what I would have said.
Let's say someone walks in after the first three kolos. Too complicated.
It would be the same problem. We're talking about, it would be the same potential issue. So let's make it even better than that. I mamish heard no for this one. I read the Megillah this morning. I said Hallel today. I made my brachas already. I want to be made to you. So if you would have asked me, I would have said, not acceptable. That's not called a Mechuya B'davar. Oh, but I have to disagree with the Gemara. The Gemara says otherwise. So I'm going to lose the Gemara. The Gemara says, befeirush, that that's not the case. The call of brachas, kind of, comes to the Gemara and says, that I can be made to you in something, and I'm still called Mechuya B'davar, as long as I was at one time Mechuya B'davar, even though right now I'm no longer Mechuya B'davar. The Gemara says, but that klal is not always true, and here is where mitzvahs and berachas hanen in part ways. If I want to be made to you in a mitzvah, so I want to make kiddush for you, I want to be made to you in a berachas mitzvah, achilas matzah, I want to be made to you in a brach of alachilas lulav, even though I was ready Yetzay, I could still recite the bracha, I'm still called Mechuya B'davar. But if I want to be made to you in a berry prayer, eats on an apple, that's all simple. So if I'm Mechuya B'davar, maybe I'm eating an apple now, and I want my bracha to be made to you, that kind of work. But if I eat an apple already, I'm not interested in eating another apple. I simply want to make a bracha to be made to you, I'm not called the Mechuya B'davar. That's the favorite fish, you are shot that kosher. The question is, sister, what's the difference? What's that based on? Like a butter shot. I don't understand why Alpha Mishiyat Zimaritzi exists. I think it's in the that it exists. I don't understand why Jeff Sinan invents the next one ways. So Rashi explains on the spot a very, very simple to say. Something that we usually think is more in the realm of Hashkofa, Machshova, and Musar, and yet clearly is impacting the world of Aboha here. And that's the cloud called Kol Yisrael, a raven does that. We think it's a song. Kol Yisrael, a raven does that. It's cute and nice and it's true. But it's much deeper than that. Kosol Raven tells us that means if there's another Jew out there who didn't hear the Megillah, there's a Jew out there who didn't say Hallel to him, there's a Jew out there who didn't make Kiddush, I have not totally completed my shiur, and I'm still considered to be like a shtick, like a little bit Mechuya B'davar, a little Mechuya B'davar. But when it comes to eating apples, I'm Mechuya to make sure everybody eats an apple. Why not? Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. We'll get an apple. And there's no chima of arvos to make sure you get an apple. Therefore, I'm not going to make sure you make it right. Right. And therefore, when it comes to birch, the man that they part ways to birch and mitzvahs, But it partways from Maisa Mitzvahs of Divor, of Kiddush, Abdol, Pashazoch, Chris Megill, Ahal, and Chedaymet. Because that Svara of Apa Bishiyat Emaiti, of Arvus doesn't exist. Where does Tkiya Shofar fit into this picture? So Tkiya Shofar is a mitzvah. So the Pashav Shad is, even though I already heard the Shofar, I can blow for you also. Apa Bishiyat Emaiti, Arvus, everything is hunky dory, everything is wonderful. Adkan, the Riyad Gemara of Rashi's Pshat. But I want to fine-tune this a little bit further. I want to understand the application of this klal just a little bit more, but I have to backpedal a little bit to get almost like a greater understanding of the concept of mechuyev bedavar. So mechuyev bedavar, like most of life, is not black and white. Sometimes, you know, when we're younger, we think the world is in extremes, very, very, very kitzoni in our outlook. Some people, even when they're older, very cute in their outlook. Everything's either black or white. It's either good or bad. So you get a little bit older in life, you realize there's a lot of shades of gray in between. Life has a lot of meaning, a lot of choice in life, a lot of different pieces of the puzzle in life. So even using the terms, invoking the terminology of chayv and potter is a little bit tricky. Because what if you have someone who's kind of in the middle? What does that mean he's in the middle? I'm chayv to do this. I have to do it. But my having to do it is not quite on par with your having to do it. So we're no longer talking about one guy chai, one guy poth. I'll give you an example, the extreme example. You have a Jew and a goy. The Jew has to hear shofar, the goy doesn't have to hear shofar. The goy can't blow shofar the Jew. But I think everyone would agree to that. The Jew has to make kiddush, the goy doesn't have to kiddush, the goy can't make kiddush for the Jew. That's pretty black and white. What if I have an individual who has to do the following mitzvah? But the halachic imperative that's compelling him to do the mitzvah is not quite on the same level, on the same playing field as the other person. What do I mean by that? So here we enter into a whole new world of gradations and obligation called the derisas and the derabbanans. I'm chayav in a mitzvah, and you're chayav in a mitzvah. But I'm chayav min haTorah, and you're only chayav min derabbanan. So now I have a new shayla. Can you be made to me? What do you think about that shayla? I'm chayav in a mitzvah on the level of deraisa. You're chayav in the exact same mitzvah, albeit for some technical glitch, some quirk, whatever that quirk is, mid derabbanan. Are you called a mechuyev bedavar, or you're not called a mechuyev bedavar? So on the one hand, you are mechuyev. On the other hand, you're not mechuyev. So what are you? Can you wear the hat of mechuyev? What do you think? What do you think? Misvaras atzbechem. We're both obligated to do mitzvah A, but I'm chayav in a Torah, chayav in derabbanan. Can you be mighty me?
Say no, because in the process of actually doing the maisa, you're not on the same level. Meaning the end result will be the same. You're both here in Shul, for example, but in the actual maisa, it's the one's on a higher level.
No, you're right. I agree with you 100%. You're right, la halacha. When you're a little bit of a fine tuning, why? Why is it so poshut? What you're saying is 100% right. It's fairish one brach tefchav. That there's no way in the world that the rabbanim can be made to deraisa. I'll tell you why, very simple. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us mitzvahs. And the standard of the mitzvahs that we have to perform them is on theoretical levels. My netilas lulav has to be netilas lulav that the Torah accepts. My chinus matzah, my kriyas, my saying of kiddush, whatever the mitzvah derais we're talking about, has to be a Torah acceptable standard. I always use the example of you ask Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu walk in debate me here now, and you ask him, I have Reuven and Shimon here. Reuven is chayev min haTorah, and Shimon is chayev min derabbanan. Moshe Rabbeinu. Can Shimon the Derabbanan be made to be the Deraisa? So you know what Moshe Rabbeinu would say? Moshe Rabbeinu is looking at Shimon and saying, you're chayev, what? Are you chayev or not? Say, Rabbi, I'm chayev mid Derabbanan. I'm not chayev mid Derabbanan. What would Moshe Rabbeinu say?
What is that?
I don't know what that is even. I never heard of rabbis. Rabbis, I'm going to rabbi. Moshe Rabbeinu. But there are no rabbis. I mean, they're going to be rabbis. Yes, it says in the Torah, the Atlas Derabbanan. Yes, that's true. That's true, but what? But irrelevant. It doesn't do anything. That means on a Torah standard, a derisic world, in the perfect world of Torah standards, you have to be a mechuyev bedavar. Because after all, the requirement of mechuyev bedavar is the din min haTorah. And we gave a lot of longness to it yesterday, but the Poshim Pshat is the din min haTorah. Under my breath, I'm going to tell you something, and don't hold it against me. There's a Balamor in Rosh Hashanah that sounds like this entire sukkah is only a derabbanan to a sukkah. The whole concept of mechuyev bedavar is a derabbanan. The Ramban says is lo yitochein davar kezakla. Ramban says it's impossible to say such a thing. And the Pashas Advarim is like the Ramban. So we're not even in Tiachais right now to the Svarim of Alamor. So we're working with the understanding that Mechubi Dov is a deraistic concept. So for Shteitzachis, it's understood that a Durabani can't be mentioned deraisa, because on a level deraisa, he's a zero, it's like a goy. That's the Pasha of the Bible. And this Pasha of the Bible is borne out by a Gemara Mesechus Brachos, the Chof was on the Maimonides. But the Gemara has a Shiloh. It says in the Mishnah Brachos that women are chayav as the bench. There's a Mishnah. No question about women have to bench. The only thing Ravina was not sure about, Ravina asked Rav Shiloh, is that a deraisa the Gedin or a Durabani the Gedin? He wasn't sure the Chiyav of Nash Mitzvah is the right of the Rabbanim. What would you say if I would just ask you? You were saying to me in Spanish, Ravina posed this challenge, this query. A Nash and Chiyav is the bench for the Tavid. What would you say? Of course, they're right. So what? It's not a mitzvah, say what? Shazman Rama, right? It's a joke. Why would anyone in a million years think it's a mitzvah, Shazman Rama? Would you ever say something in your craziest imagination that it's a mitzvah, Shazman Rama?
Maybe it's only, you only have to say what you eat.
That's called Zman Brahma. That's called the Achila Brahma. That's called Zman Brahma.
You have to land.
I just want to know Zman Brahma. I want to know, would anybody in their craziest imagination say that benching is a Zman Brahma? What's Zman Brahma about? So I got two showers this morning that would maybe lead somebody to say such a wild thing.
Maybe Yom Kippur.
Yom Kippur? Wow. I don't know if I can give that as an example. It could be an eat.
You have to say within a certain time.
Ooh, now we're talking. So today, apparently, there was a meeting, I think, with Rabbi Sachs, I think, was giving some shir or something. And some guys ate bagels, and then they didn't bench, and then it was an hour later, and the guy came to me 82 minutes after eating his bagel. Could he still bench? And so give me a set of brochas. She's not going to Moshe B'Meyav. So, would have ever seen, I get two shadows today about the same topic. So maybe one of the wildest dreams would say, does a mitzvah say Shazman Brahma? Halt. Watch. Mitzvah, I have to bang this one, not that one. A mitzvah say Shazman Brahma. Still works, okay. Mitzvah say Shazman Brahma, because you can only bench for a certain amount of time. But anybody say such a thing, who thinks that's a good score? I won't insult you publicly, but I will. Who thinks that's a good score? Who's going to be willing to put up their hands, put their bets on that score? So I'll tell you the last time I heard that svara said, okay? It was in fifth grade, when we were learning Mishnayos Brachos. And I remember exactly what it was. And again, those who don't know, I went to a fairly modern elementary school, co-ed elementary school. We learned Mishnayot together. And I remember exactly which girl in the class was. This was, you're talking, over 45 years ago. But it made such an impression on me, this Kasha. Yes, the teacher. You know, we used to pull whatever. Said, why isn't, she probably said, Lama, if you read, Lama is a little Bekata, Mitzvah Taseisha, Zman Grama. Lamadnu, we learned, you can only say Bekata Mazon for a certain amount of time. Zman Grama, that was our Kasha. Wow. Everyone was overwhelmed with Kasha. And then 45 years later, that's just silly, it's just this Kasha. But then there's Zman Grama. There's no time. That governs the mitzvah is a din, the only bench when you wait, if you didn't eat. So once X amount of time has passed, so you didn't eat anymore. So the cash is it's good cash for fifth grade, you know, that's about it. So I'm glad nobody here lowered themselves to ask that cash. Fine. So the bottom line is, it's not a smart problem. So Taka, why would we be Torah's Metar? So give me a reason. So Taka, why does the Gemara present this often? Maybe we're Torah's Metar. So Rashi, now we're talking. Rashi says, because Bikas HaMazal is linked to Eretz Yisrael. Aretz HaTavish Nasalach. Oh, women didn't get a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. So maybe, Kenzai, we can argue that if you don't have a chelik in Eretz Yisrael, therefore women are p'tur. Let's do this one. It's a different Zayit k'tur. It's a Kenjan Shom p'tur. Of course, there's a big problem. What's the problem? Women didn't get a chelik. Anyone here? Nasalach. What's the answer? Nah, that's it. It's not as good as the other kasha. Tosh says, yes, the kasha says, nah, come on. That's not a good kasha. Why? So some of them get a shir Eretz Yisrael on their own merits. What did they get? Avig, Beis, Bamibar, Behu, Vahayah, Besach, Vahayah, Tzulman, Vahachud, Besach, Vahayah, give us our fathers, Chayla. They're not coming out to themselves. So that's not a kasha. Then Tzai says another kasha. Oh, but Zoy, if that's so, if you don't have a shir Eretz Yisrael, that's a mafkir, it's a pint of the Muslim and a Tzorfa. Can we go out of here? Can we leave here? Can we cool with you? No Benjamin and Tzorfa, you guys? Yeah, sure. What was the difference? How Why women have to, so we don't even know whether it's true or not. The Sophic in Rabina raised Ken Zayn, Nate, women have to, maybe that is based on lack of filters. And they said, man, that's like a good question. When you bench, you want to draw this is so good. So I should have a brisker terror. I'll grab three tosh, if I'm with Ray, God, but a tosh, oh my God, rather than have to bench a brisker terror because it wasn't. Places understood that to be a real human, I don't know. And therefore, somebody who can't say that with a full force, with a straight face, with real conviction, could be as mufkazai for the entire Bechsa Mazen and Torah. Why can't we say this is better? We don't have a Bechsa Mazen. Why can't say better? Because they don't have the Bechsa Mazen and Torah. Whatever that means, full force, whatever that exactly means, let's explain that women don't have Bechsa Mazen and Torah, in terms of the Bechsa Mazen and the full sense of the word. And therefore, it could be that's the reason why they're through. So we don't know what the reason, what the engine driving Ravina Shaila was. We don't know. And we're not even sure what the Maskana was, but at least we have two possibilities in Rishonim what the latest Sophic was. Yeah.
What about the
Shorim
one?
The what?
Don't they have
like a Shorim version? Shorim. Shorim. Shorim version. I don't know. The Mishnah says, we're going to have to bench, we're not sure they're Isaiah. What's the difference? Who cares? Derais Rabbanan. The Chayv anyway. We observe all dinim. Derais and Rabbanan. We put on tefillin and we light chagig candles. We eat matzah and read the Megillah. So we do mitzvahs derais and Rabbanan. So my nafkamina, the Gemara says, he has a nafkamina. No, give me a nafkamina. It's a nafkamina. So what would be my idea, man? Now again, we're not talking yet. Forget about tzniyos and modern and feminism. That's not a topic right now. I want off the pure halachic vantage point. Can a woman be my idea, man? Birch and Mazel? Unless it depends. If you hold it, walk with a woman. If you hold that Birch and Mazel for women, is derais. Then they're what? What are they labeled as? Chiyavus b'dava. If you hold the son of the Rabbanon, then on a level of their eyes, they're not called b'chiyavus b'dava. We said before that Moshe Rabbeinu would say that you have to be chiyavus b'dava in order to be made to their eyes. So, adkan de b'ragamon. Again, we don't even know the answer, what the maskana is, whether women are chiyavus, achiyavus, something. It's not relevant for us right now. We're much more interested in extracting the hanocha, the premise of Ravina's question was, that the Rabbanim can be made to their eyes. And again, the example being Barzilat's Bechsev also. So this Gemara has posed a tremendous challenge to all the Rishonim. This has been like a hot issue with the Rishonim, because there's another Gemara in Maseches Brachas and Nafil Ches that seems to fly right in the face of this Gemara. I don't think a summer has gone by that we haven't quoted this this Kasha. Because some we learned the second Brach of Bracha, so we spoke about this Kasha. Other some that we learned the second Brach of Sechaz Begillah, we spoke about this Kasha. Now we're with Shana, so this is like a recurring thing that you're, it's this way, Kolo topic. Okay. Right, Boom's probably heard this to be six times. Okay. Chazor is always good. So if I say, famous Kibbutz. Famous Kibbutz. It had to do with a fellow in down history, is not exactly a hero by any stretch by the nation, not a big tzaddik, actually a big Russia. His name is Yana Hamelech. He was a descendant of the Chashmonaim. If you know a little bit about Jewish history, the early Chashmonaim were great Hilke Tzadikim. We thank them profusely for the Yotz of Hanukkah and all that they gave us. But unfortunately, by a few generations later, they turned into a bunch of Reitzchim and Apikorsim and a very, really bad ending. The Chashmonaim dynasty did not end well. The Ramban al HaTorah suggests, Pashas Vayechi, that maybe the reason why it ended so tragically was because as great as the Chashmonaim were, and the Ramban praises them to the sky, he says, if not for the early Chashmonaim, but the Sion and his sons, Mishachet Erem Yisrael, we probably wouldn't be here today. But yet the Ramban says they made a terrible, terrible mistake. Anyone know what the Ramban said the mistake was? What was their tragic flaw?
Malchus.
They usurped Malchus for themselves. They weren't supposed to be Malachim. Malchus is from Shevet Yehuda, from Malchus Mizdavid, and they should have kept as Kohanim and not try to wear the hats of Malchus as well. And that flaw, unfortunately, over time, over generations and centuries, cost them terribly. So the Gemara tells a story about one of the descendants of the Chashmonaim, Yaneh HaMelech. So Yaneh HaMelech did not like the Chachamim too much. Gemara has a little bit of a background as to what exactly happened. There was a little bit of a, we got into a little bit of a fight with the Chacham over some Yichus issue that he may have had. We spoke a lot about this year in Basra. And needless to say, he's not a big fan of the rabbis. And as the king, he had the wherewithal to dispose of many of them in ways that he wanted to. And he mamish killed many of the Talmid Chacham at the time. Strange, one of the strange twists of history, his brother-in-law was the Gaon Hador. He didn't kill him. Shimon ben Shetach was his name. Okay, we know him from the Mishnayos, the beginning of the Yomos. The greatest band of the Chacham that year, Shimon ben Shetach. How in the world did that happen? That Yana HaMelech's wife was the sister of Shimon ben Shetach. That's like a very good shidduch. I'm going to write the shidduch resume. You know, my brother, he's a Ratzach. You know, so how did that happen? Anyone know the tidbits of history? It came about actually through Yibum that Shlomtzion HaMalka was her name, and she was the sister of Shimon ben Shetach. She was married to Yana's brother. His brother died without children, so Yana ended up eventually doing Yibum with her. So he kind of ended up married. She was a great tzaddikus, and she was married to a big Rosh, so not a great shidduch. If anyone knows the streets in Yerushalayim, so there's Rehov Shlomtzion HaMalka, and there's also Rehov Yanai, and there's two streets intersect in Yerushalayim. In case you're interested. By the way, the people who laid out the streets of Yerushalayim really, really were holding in Jewish history. Like, it's not just a Hefker Belt. If you look carefully, the cities are all... Everyone knows that? But when you look carefully, they're all in units together. They're like, if you go to Rechavia, there's the Rishonim streets. There's Rabban and the Rashford, they're all within two blocks of each other. There's the Rishonim streets. And you have... Rehov Eli and Rehov Chana, you have the whole which all intersect with what? Shmuel Hanavi. Not a great surprise. Is that Shmuel Hanavi? So they were planned really, really smart. So Rehov Yame and Rehov Shimon Tzamalcha, rightfully so, do intersect. Shimon Shetach. There's got to be a Shimon Shetach street in there somewhere. I don't remember. Anyway,
what do you do with Rehov
Abraham Lincoln? Abraham, yeah. So that they just had, although there is a Rehov George Washington also. But there's Rehov Lincoln, because the Israelis think that there's it's a solid L. Every Israeli where Rehov Lincoln is. Interesting tidbits of American Jewish interpersonal relations. Anyway, so back to our story. So Yana HaMelech once made a big suda, and he invited who? His brother-in-law. The Shvager invited his brother-in-law to the party. So, and not only invited his brother-in-law, but he actually asked him to lead the benching. A very modern thing here. He's the king. He's known for killing Talmid Chachamim. He's not Bikaris. He joined the Tzedukim. He's got his brother-in-law, who's the Gadol HaDor, sitting there. So they're all leading at this Bar Mitzvah together. They're all like, it's a very, very modern kind of setup. And then he's asked to lead the benching. So, Shimon Shetach hadn't eaten anything. Shimon Shetach said, how am I going to lead the benching? I didn't eat anything. So he said, give me a cup of wine, give me something to drink, and I'll lead the benching. So Gemara says that we don't follow Shimon Shetach on that one. We paskin against him. We paskin like all the other Chacham, Rabbi Yechon relates, all the other Chacham held, that Shimon Shetach, if he would have eaten a piece of bread, he could have led the benching. Just have a cup of wine is not enough. That's what it says in the sixth of the Rabbi Yechon. And if you have half a bagel, you have a slice of pizza, you have a challah or something, then you can be mighty the Rabbi Yechon also. Otherwise, no. So ad kan lahalacha. So shum and shetach, that far we don't go. Wine is not enough, but you have to have a piece of bread. Anyone know the problem? There's some technical quirk about Berachas HaMazon that should cause alarm bells to go off in our mind. V'achalta v'savata v'rachta. So when you have to bench with a Torah, only be what? Kedei svia. That's the Gemara Masechus Brachas, tafchof, we think. You only have to bench with kedei svia. So wait a second. So why do you bench in the attic his eyes? The guy's a half a bagel. Why do you have to bench? That's only benching what? The Durban. The Kimala Shagma. Hing a chmir lots. What's a din mid Durban? So Shimon ben Shetach is chayef to bench what? On what level? Let's chaz for a second. He only ate his eyes. I mean, he ate, he didn't even eat that. But if he would have ate that, it would have been hunky door. It would have been great. He was only chayef to bench what? The Durban. Everybody else at this grandiose party must have done what? It was stuffed to the gills. They were fressing away. This is Papagayo's galore. No limit, no end. So they're all what? Kidei what? They're all rolling out their bellies. They're all kidei what? How could it? They're abon with his eyes. They're in their eyes. They see. Why is that fundamentally different than which Gemara? one bracha is avchal, that a woman can't be mitzvah man. If a woman is chayav as midi rabbanan, we don't even know that's true. But al atzah that a woman is chayav as benjamin midi rabbanan, the Gemara says black and white, she cannot be mitzvah man. Manishtana, a woman not being able to be mitzvah man because the rabbanan can be mitzvah deraisa from a person who made a kizayis who can be mitzvah chayav, presumably made kizayisliya. It's also a derabban be mitzvah deraisa. That's the bomb kasha every rishon under the sun has to deal with.
Maybe it's like the difference between a
guy and a guy. Again, you're already six steps in. I just want to identify the guy. It took me 10 minutes to identify the cash. So the Ramban, in the Muhammad Hashem, in the third Bechamas that was brachas, was so disturbed with his cash that he turned the world upside down. You know what the Ramban said? The Ramban said, that premise that you thought since you were a little kid, they always told you, only have to bench the Ekele Sviyam in the Torah, so the Ramban, that's wrong. It's partially not true. You made it up. Where did you get that from? Who told you that? You read the Potsu Chumash. Right now, the Ramban, stop reading Chumash. It's a misquote. Says Ramban, don't read Chumash. Says Ramban, it's not true. Who misled you to think that you only have to bench the Ekide Sevilla? I'll tell you who misled you. To blame it on the Malachi Asharis. Angels on high. Don't know what I'm referring to, anyone know? The Gemara Brachas Avchav quotes the following phenomenal, unbelievable discussion that place in Shemayim between Malachim and Bnei Shlomo. Omer Malachi Asharis VeKadosh Baruch Hu Bnei Ma'atan Neisipan Yisrael. The Malachim had a kain against their Bnei Shlomo. What are you showing favoritism to Jewish people? Yisa Hashem Ponav Elecha. Hashem Yisa Ponav LeChashecha. The Torah Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't show favorites. So why does Kadosh Baruch Hu show? Why does he go above and beyond? Why is he so nice to us? Why is he so kind to class when they don't deserve it? You don't deserve it, Kadosh Baruch Hu shouldn't give it to you. Why is the Kadosh Baruch Hu still give it to us, even though we don't deserve it? So what was the Kadosh Baruch Hu's response to the Baruch Hu? Remember, famous. Kadosh Baruch Hu says to the Malachim, I only told them to give me a bracha when they could be sviv. Minat Torah v'chalat v'sevatitzim. Hein dik v'lat v'lat kizayis. They bench v'dirabanan v'idiyah kizayis. So just as I don't quote unquote deserve the bracha to give to me anyway, so too they don't deserve the bracha. We'll give us the bracha anyway. That's the simple reading of the Gemara. Beautiful, beautiful Gemara. A tearjerker of a Gemara. But forget the tears for a second. In terms of halacha, what is this Gemara telling us? That the chi of their eyes is only what? This fear. Says Ramban, nah, we don't apostate this Gemara. This Gemara says, Ramban, this is a cute story about Malachi Asharis and Shemayim, about Maisalach and what is the world of Halacha? What's the world of Halacha tell us? Mishnah state? Akam Zam Kizayis. It's a Chiyav Deraisa. V'yachaltiksev, v'yachalting Chiyav Deraisa. Ayda Sabata? Nah, but Sabata means Shtiyah, means Yayim, is that a Maisalach? Learn Brach, let's come back to call next summer. Next summer we'll send another Brach. Says, so comes Ramban and says, the only correct answer to this problem, how could a kizayis be motzi kedei sviya, one's in the rice, one's in the rabban, the correct answer is, the facts are wrong, they're both in the rice, and don't get misled by the law, don't let the mabacha make you, force you to make a mistake. But the mechil is called the heber de Ramban. Many Rishon, probably most Rishon, possibly like Malach. Probably most Rishon take these words face down in Malach. And we also, we do possibly, it's a lot to see. So if you have any questions. So let's just go back to what the scrum is of a Kwego. Sometimes when we ask a Kasha, it's important to learn in life. Sometimes we ask a Kasha, and you don't even realize how many premises you assume that go into the Kasha. You had so many Hanukkahs, so many premises that you were assuming to be true before the Kasha got off the ground. So what was the Kasha again? That we know from Brachas Avchav that a Derabbanan can't be Motzi Deraisa. So how in the world could Shimon ben Shetach, if he would have eaten half a bagel, he could have been Motzi everybody else. He was a Derabbanan, they were all Deraisa. Why do you think they were all Deraisa? They ate Kedei Sviya. Were you invited to the party? Do you know what the menu was? Were you watching how much they ate? How do you know how much they ate? They had a nice party. Maybe they were all on a diet. How do you know what they ate? They had a nice party. So So Rashi in Brachas, the seventh in Rambam, comes close to the Baal Halachas Gedolus. Anyone know what the Baal Halachas Gedolus was? If you answer that question, you're 50% chance wrong. What? Good. Yeah, 100% right. Anyone know who wrote the Baal Halachas Gedolus? So there are two different versions. It's from the period of the Ga'onim. Many thought it was Rabbi Yehudoi Gaon. Rabbi Yehudoi Gaon was actually blind, so his Tamidim wrote up his Shirim, his Pesachim. There's some who say it was written by another person, Rabbi Shimon Kara or something, which was his name, a different person for that same period. So it's not 100% clear who wrote it, but it is a very, very authoritative work. It predated Rashi, right? So talking back in the 700s, 800s. So Rashi quotes about Loch Skedelis at the end of the 7th Ramah Kram, Loch Skedelis Pasach, Dafka de Ochlo inu kazayas of the Beit Skam Seva, Ochlo Mesom Lamafi. You know what the Baal Loch, you know what the Bahag says? But the question is better than the answer. How can it be that someone ready kazayas to the Beit Skam Seva, they see, what's the answer? He can't. Ay, the Baal Kishrigin, Yana, Hamel story, what's the answer? They were all washing their weight, they were all on a diet, they didn't need to sleep. That's it. That's the answer. It means you ask the Kasha. The Ramban was so bothered with this Kasha that the Ramban tossed the Malachi Asharis out the window. So you know what the Bahag did? He tossed the food out the window. He said, there wasn't so much food, you know, there weren't Kadesh for you. So Rabbi said again, far be it from us to be Machariah to the Halevi Rishainim. But if I ask you, are you really, really tzifrid, are you really comfortable with the Ramban's Pshat? The Ramban's Pshat is so difficult because you have to take the whole Gemara about the Malachi and toss it out the window and change everything you thought about Kadesh for you. According to the Bahag, you have to take the whole menu and throw all the good food out of from the good meal of the king. They're both difficult pshatim, so you can already begin to see when you see two Rishonim struggling with this theory of Gemara's, and each answer is difficult, there has to be a third pshat. There has to be a pshat that almost is smoother, that doesn't fall back on discarding the malachim, doesn't discard the food from the meal. There's got to be a way after the kashrut. And it's this third pshat that is probably the popular, most popular pshat in the Rishonim. It appears in Tosfos, in the Seven Brachos, it's the Rosh in the Seventh Parak. This is the pshat that actually, for the most part, probably made it into Shulchan Aruch. That the answer to this dilemma is actually found, not in the Seventh Brach, is actually found in the Seventh Shon, on Daf Kof Tesef and Aleph. Then we said, you have to be Mechur B'Dover, right? Chet L'Yam, Mechur B'Dover, you gotta be here, no matter what, you gotta be Mechur B'Dover. But wait a second, I made Kiddush already. How can I make Kiddush for somebody else? I read the Megillah, how can I read for somebody else? What does the Gemara say? Afa Pima? Afi Shiyotza Maitzi. Afi Shiyotza Maitzi. I can be Maitzi you in Kiddush, even though I made Kiddush already. The Gemara is even Kiddush, that I can be Maitzi you in the Burpee on the often part, and I don't even have to drink the wine. Normally you can't do that. If I'd stop on a Tuesday, I want to make a Burpee on the, you have to drink the wine also. Because you don't say Arvas, but it's an end, that the Bar Pe'agofen of Kiddush is like Birchas HaMitzvah. It becomes like part of the Kiddush Rav. That's where the Kiddush. But forget about that for now. I can read the Megillah in the morning for myself, and then read a few in the afternoon. I can blow the shofar in the morning myself, blow a few in the afternoon. That's what Kepi Shevza might see. Zav Teis, Zav Terash. Birchas HaMozov, in Halacha, takes on the status of like a mitzvah. Because it's a mitzvah. I'm mechuyev to do it. Once I ate that date, once I ate lunch, once I ate the meal today, Sviya, I am mechuyev to bench. That chiyev to bench, up your walk, is like the chiyev to read the Megillah, the chiyev to blow shofar, like the chiyev to see halach, the chiyev to yakinish. And therefore we plug in the rule, apapi what? What's the rule again? Apishatzimaitzi. So apishatzimaitzi means that even though right now you don't have to bench, you benched already yesterday when you ate. You're going to bench tomorrow. Abishat Tzimaitzi means that there's a brisket. Do bista gavra mechui b'dover of a nish. Right? Not now. Today you're not mechui b'dover, but you're a gavra mechui b'dover. So for the purpose of the birchas mitzvahs, that's the parashah and arvus. That's the chidush ha-teref and arvus. That's the dinin ha-teref of Rashi. That the parashah and arvus labels you, categorizes you as a gavra mechui b'dover. And you could be mitzi. Somebody else, nechav also. So Tais of the Rosh, Birchas HaMozov is like that also. Because you have to go Birchas HaMozov, Lamaisa, Lamaisa you have to bench. So practically, you have to bench, you are practically having to bench. It's like you have to have the Megillah, you have to have the Shaykh, you have to have Kiddush, you have to have Dolly, the Pashas Ochor, and after she had some nice pizza. Guval de Kipshah, Mary de Kipshah from Tais. What a great answer. Unlike what? The woman, Kitsi had some nice to the woman, the woman's not Chayyavus Bechlau. So the, from the woman's vantage point, she can't be Matzia bad. She's not a Bar Chiyuva. I, who didn't eat Kidei Sviya, Ich bin a Bar Chiyuva, I'm a Bar Chiyuva. His teretz is so good that he's guilty of a terrible, terrible flaw in London. You know what it's called? It's called overkill. It's too good. What do we mean by that? His teretz is too good. It's too gishmak. What do I have to do for? What did Yana and Melech and Shimon Chetas and drains of a room? You have to drink a cup of wine, you have to have a bagel. But you just understand. If Yatsa Maitzi is true, so then it should work you without eating anything. When I'm a Kiddush, I don't have to have anything. When I say Halaf, I read them guilty, I read Losha, I don't have to do anything. So what do I have to eat anything for? So you know what Baal Niskasha says? It ended in Mamakams, it ended in the 8th of Mamakams. Because I is dug in the tzarek al shiuch al lemish achar mishalim. What does Taisa say? The question is better than the answer. In three magic words, alumnus, in hochinam. That the ikra din you don't have to eat anything. So what have to eat anything for? Because for you to get up and say with a straight face, nevarech shachal mishalom, and somebody taps you on the show and says, you didn't eat today, you don't trust the kasher, mishachal mishalom, how farce is that? Shachal mishalom. It's a quirk with the Rabbana that was instituted just to make it, it shouldn't look like you're a liar. That's what the Magen Avraham says. Let's say that Benjamin Mizun. Let's say it's just one. You're not saying those words, Shachal Mishalom. I want to be made to you. So the Magen Avraham doesn't know whether you have to eat anything altogether. The reason for eating wasn't really necessary in the first place. But a Taisus. So this is Taisus in the Rosh's answer. So again, everybody has to deal with this discussion because otherwise there's a glaring contradiction between the Gemara Brachas Daf Chof and the Gemara Brachas Daf Memchas. Come, the Rabban of a woman can't be made to the rice of a man, whereas the Kazayas can't be made to the Sviya. So the Rabban says this Kazayas the rice of Baal Allah. So it says, Tashi Bechran, he can't be. We got the wrong facts of the story. And Tashi the Rosh say, no, he can't be made to. Because based on the Sugya of Yotze Mitzi, the Iris. I can, the Rosh. I can do the Rosh. Yeah.
What if someone's full with lesser
Kazayas? You have to have Achila also. In the combination. So, by side, I have another question to ask you in this circuit. This ties in the Rosh. Does this terrence make sense to you? I think so. It's great terrence. It's Gevalt terrence. Made it to Shavarok, it's a great terrence. It's such a great terrence. It's a little bit of a pella on who? On who? The Ramban, who else? One of Hashem who didn't say it. Stack a pell on him. Really bad. Why did they say it? It's such an easy, compelling terrorist. What do you have to throw the malachim out the window? What do you have to throw the menu out the window? What do you have to change facts on the ground that we thought were true? The terrorist is so glaring, it's so posh, but it's right. That's you have to learn a sugya. Sometimes, you know. You start with the bomb kasha, go with the gevalga teretz, and the teretz is so poshut. Why did everybody think this? What may have been bothering the other Rishayim? That's my question. When the Gemara began in Rosh Hashanah Chavtes, which is the basis for the whole principle of Atashi Yatsa Maitzi, what was the Lashon of the Gemara? Anyone know? Tell you the second of the Tony Abba braved the Rav Yizera, call up Rachas Kula and Apish Yatsa Maitzi. That means Birch Zamitzvah, Chutz Birch Zalechva, and Birch Zia, and Birch Zanam and Nish. No, but Birch Zamitzvah is here. Then the Gemara says that the last one, the Halav of Megill, Apish Yatsa Maitzi. That says, Havalach and Rubez, the Yatsa Maitzi. The last line, we finished the whole parak. That's what we started on the dock before. Then we finished the whole parak this summer. The Halav of Megill, Apish Yatsa Maitzi. So this cloud, Yatsa Maitzi, applies for Hallel, it applies for Megillah, it applies for what? For Brechas HaMitzvahs. It's a great cloud of this Yatsa Maitzi. What's the common denominator between those three things? Hallel, Megillah, Brechas HaMitzvahs. What? What? They're all the Rabbanans. Do we have any precedent in Chazal that the cloud of Yatsa Maitzi applies for Mitzvahs D'Oraisa? Is the whole Gemara, the entire Gemara, Hakol Mikol Kol. Zok the Shekes Aryeh, It's near Lamoina that the reason why the Balach Skidelis did not go down this route of Taizan the Rosh Hashanah is because of this very complication. This cloud that we have, after Shiatz of Reitzi, this is a deraisidic cloud. Chol Yisrael Reigns Allah says a deraisidic concept is just a nice cute song. We said there's a cloud you have to be Mechuy Medavar. So we start off the Shia 45 minutes ago by saying, oh, Mechuy Medavar, that doesn't only mean that I'm Mechuy Medavar now. If I'm Mechuy Medavar in the past, that's also cool, that's also okay. We said, yeah, the Shia Tzabaiti, Alpha Shia, good morning, we were so comfortable saying that, now we're backpedaling, says the Shia Gazai. Who says that that cloud is true? Not the Rav. Maybe Li'ayla Midda Araisa, if you ask Mechuy Medavar, back to Mechuy Medavar in the basement, back to Mechuy Medavar standards, Mechuy Medavar means Mechuy Medavar now, the here and now. The fact that we're willing to accept this cloud, this collar, this low-level collar, the Alpha Pishat Tzimotzi, Kenzai that was made up by the Chacham. So Mitzvah's there upon, and that's also cool, that's also okay. But Mitzvah's there, Isa doesn't work, and therefore maybe that's what was bothering the Baha'i. Because the Baha'i was saying, hey, wait a second, you want me to tell me a story someone who Ate kizayis, can we make someone like the shvia? I wanted to have one of the rice, and basically that's a mitzvah. That's a violation of doing that by the rice. You can't do that. So says the shakza, maybe that's what was eating away at the balos kederos. They didn't think that this cloud of shit and mitzvah, the arvus with the whole 9 yards, is really worse for mitzvah the rice. Maybe kenzai, that's the problem. You have to like digest the shemizayi from this. Okay, how's this going to impact our lives in tafshim pebeis? Probably not too much. Because when do we ever use this cloud of Peshat and Leitzi under ISIS? Whoever uses this cloud under ISIS. It may not impact our lives in Toshin Pei days, but it's going to impact our lives in Toshin Pei Gimel. Because we'll learn with Tayyib Rosh Hashanah. So comes the first day of Rosh Hashanah. I come to Shul. I hear the Keshay from Yaitim in the Torah. I heard the Kiyash from Truas, Kiyash from Truas Kiyas, I heard the Miyush of the Rumas of Alamoy. I'm super sad, I'm flooded, drowning with Kiyas, I got them all. I got the Alashitas. I heard the brisket cutters here for that. I'm good to go. I heard 4,000 cutters. 10 minutes for Mincha, someone comes knocking the door and says, there's a person, a man across the street who doesn't feel well, didn't come to Shul this morning, wants to get Kiyash from. So I picked something, I run out, so I blow up 30 cutters, as it were. If the Shemisai is right, according to Baal HaSkedelos, there's a flag down that play. What is it?
How can you
say Yatzah Maitzi? How can you say Yatzah Maitzi? The level of their eyes, it doesn't work. The same way that the Baal HaSkedelos wouldn't apply Yatzah Maitzi by Benchi, it's not going to apply with the Kishayfer. Nobody follows that. We do it all the time. Guy here show up in the morning, goes running around to people who are sick, goes to the hospital, goes late, and applauds. Everyone does this. So what's pshat? Maybe we don't pass the ball. It's another maybe. Could one defend this practice by the Kishayfer? Even according to Balak's laws, could one be mechalic between the Balak's laws didn't let you be mighty somebody in Birchas HaMazon because it's deraisa, and this is all with the world, the Shagasari's understanding, because by deraisa, the buck stops here. You have to be a real bona fide, a real true blue Mechuy Medavar, not one of these half-baked, make-believe Mechuy Medavars. But Kishef is different. I managed to add Kishef. Who remembers how we start the Sugya? The Sugya starts and ends in the same Nekuda. According to the Rambam, what is Kishayfer? How do you put Kishayfer? It's Shmias Hashayfer. Why do you need a guy named Mechuy Medavar Kishayfer? Is he being what? Is he being Meitzi? It's not Meitzi. What's he doing? He's creating a kosher mitzvah, but that's all he's doing. I'm logging into that kosher mitzvah. Could one argue that when it comes to being Meitzi, me and Birchas HaMazon, he's mamish the Meitzi, according to Sheikh Hazdish, it's like a Shaliach, so he's being Meitzi, me. So then the Halacha says, you got to be a Mechuy Medavar Legamri B'Shas Maisa right now, here and now, not in the past, not in the present, not in the future. You got to be here and now, Mechuy Medavar, and that's what the Halacha says disagrees with him. I didn't say we paskin like him, but at least according to that view of the Halacha, the man, you have to be Mechuy Medavar Mamash B'Foyal, right now. Hashem gave it Kishayfa, when the mitzvah is openly a Shmiah, And the only reason for the Mechuyev Adam is that it's a totally different reason, just to create a chavtza for the kol for mitzvah. Maybe one can argue that the standards of Mechuyev are different, that's a different kind of Mechuyev Adam. A man can create a Tekiah Shayfer, a woman can't. A man can create a Tekiah Shayfer Shem Mitzvah, whether he did blow, didn't blow, he's not being mighty, it's a mistake. When they announce it's true, the Baal Tekiah will be mighty, it's not true, he's not mighty with Tekiah Shayfer, he's blowing the shofar up in the sky, and you're all logging into that Tekiah Shayfer. So it could be that Tekiah Shayfer won't suffer because of Baal Tekiah. Yeah.
So shouldn't he... The Shomea make the bracha?
Yeah, anyway, Lava Chita, which is Chilish, make the bracha. The bracha is just a problem because from the Dinder Abana Bracha Mitzvah, so you say, that's a mitzvah. So you bless the bracha. Rabbi say, and then we'll say with all interpretation, perhaps we could disagree with the Shemuz Arad. Perhaps that's not what was bothering Baal Tzitzit. The Olam, when we start off the Sugya, we said, there's Dinder Mechim Bidav Amin HaKayir, except we called the Malamor. Rabban proved that Yom Shav Adav is Dinder Mechim Bidav. Arvo Safishat Amaitzi, between you and me, is a din deraisa. I have no hesitation, no qualms about that. I have convinced beyond the shadow of a doubt that it was always shayin, Afishat Amaitzi is a din deraisa. But I'll tell you why, a different point, Lagamri, totally different reason why the Balak Spurs doesn't apply at the Bechsa Amaitzi. Who's going to tell me why? Nothing to do with the fact that it doesn't exist. That's not true. That's the Sheikh Sayyid's word, we don't accept it. It exists, it's true, it's deraisa, no shayin, no hesitation, no qualms. What is my hesitation to apply to Birchas Avodah? What is the Gemara's limitation of this cloud, the Shiatz Avodah? It only applies to certain things, not to other things. What do you think it doesn't apply to?
There's a
nanny. Why not? Nobody told you to eat in the first place. What are you eating the apple for? I have to make sure you eat an apple. Make this. I have to make sure you eat a howl, you eat a kiddish, I have to make sure you eat an apple. So I want to know, in that spectrum of Hallel, Megillah, Kiddush, Bar Zochah, Bar Mitzvah on one end, Bar Pei ate the apples, Amot Lechem on bread, Bar Pei Bofen and wine, on the other extreme. Where does Birchas HaMazon fit into the picture? Why is that tricky? Why is that a tricky question?
Because
on the one hand, once I ate, I have a chuyf to bench. That's a Taizim in the Rosh Hashanah. Yeah, and that's why they put it into the category of Birchas HaMitzvahs. Nobody told you in the first place. So why'd you fresh? What do you think they, what do you think it's for?
Maybe it's not connected to the mice of eating, it's connected to the sphere that you get.
I mean, whatever it was, but at the end of the day, Birchas HaMazon could possibly fall back into the category of the Shtibel Dvarim Shom Shos. Maybe that's why the Baal Shem Tov was hesitating with Taizim's Pshat. Maybe that's why the Rabbis wasn't so tefillin, wasn't so happy with Taisa's Pshat. Not because they undermined the entire Yotzer Meitzi and they held the whole thing as Drabbana and the whole Shagasai Shtikotan. No! They agreed with Karon, of course it's a Deraisa. What they were concerned with applying to Birchas HaMazon, because HaMazon may be conceptually closer to Bar Priya and Gofen and to Bar Priya from Matzach Menorahs than it is to Halal Megillah. Maybe that was the only hesitation. So we're not quite sure why the Baal HaChasidus didn't go down the route of Taisa. Taisa's Pshat is so much glatt, so much simple, so much smoother than the Sugya. We know Rishonim and Baal HaChasidus, Rashi, Rabbi, we know Group Rishonim didn't go down that route. We're not quite sure why. Either Shaki Sai's Pshat or our suggestion, or Bechid, you can choose for yourselves. At the end of the day, in Shulchan Aruch, we probably don't even pass like Baal HaChasidus anyway, so it's not the end of the world for us. And even the Baal HaChasidus, even Shaki Sai's Pshat, Kishof will probably be okay, like you said. But then it's food for thought, number 10, but as to why the other Shem didn't go down this route. So what we tried to accomplish today was to be magbir, a little bit clearer, a little bit smoother, this cloud of Mechuyev Adavar / Afishat Zemaitzi, to identify the question between the two students of Gemara's Brachas, of Chafed Abed and Ches, that all the Shem dealt with, and the three different approaches, at least three, there are others, but at least three approaches that we spoke about, which opens up the fundamental question, how do we approach our entire Sugya of Yatzemaitzi / Afishat Yatzimotzi of Mechuyev Adavar Yatzimotzi. So by saying, I just want to conclude, we finish the Sugya part. We will always conclude where we started. So earlier in the summer, we spoke a little bit about the great Maila of Tekiah Shofar, which we spent a lot of time on this summer. The mitzvah Tekiah Shofar has the ability to connect you to Kadosh Baruch Hu in ways that are usually reserved only for Kohen Gadol and Kippur, the time of Dim Kesh Kedusha, we spoke a little bit about this tomorrow earlier, right? I think, beginning of the summer? No? No. We spoke a little bit about that as great as the Kohen Gadol is, as great as Kishoifer is, there's something even higher, even deeper level. So I'll share with you almost like a intersection of the worlds. It's a story about a Chassidish Rebbe. It's a very mustantish story. The story is about the Kotzke Rebbe. The great, great Chassidish Rebbe. Kotzke Rebbe. It was right before the Kirshofer. Right before the Kirshofer, you know, a person's making Dibbe Chesh. Well, what's... Where do you want to go to Kisya Kovigruth? You're about to come to the Kesh Kedoshim. What do you want to bring with you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? For the whole year, since you blew that shofar, what's your gift? What are you going to come to the Rosh Hashanah with? So people, you know, some people sit a little Muslim before the Kesh Shofar. Some people they just say, well, it's definitely a Kachmizbal, it's tears in their eyes. Some people just think about all the great needs that they have for themselves and for their neighbors and for the planet's world. You know what the Kotzke Rebbe used to do right for the Kishofer? He would take out the Ketzos. Ketzos HaChayshim. Anyone who's ever learned, you know, the Sugis of the Kaam, the Basr, the Sugis of the Ezekiel, the Ketzos HaChayshim. He didn't read through a Ketzos before the Kishofer. He said, Rebbe! What's this? So the Ketzos. The Kishofer. In different Torah. The Emes and the Ktzais, Amitash of Torah. If you bring different Torah to the Kisya Yaakov, that's the greatest way to appear in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It was described by Rabbi Chanan Wasserman. Unfortunately, Rabbi Chanan was killed tragically in the Holocaust. And right before Rabbi Chanan was captured, so they were hiding out in Kovno at the time. He was sitting and learning. He was sitting in a locked room somewhere, the base, wherever they were, trying to hide and avoid being taken. Eventually, Nebuchadnezzar was taken. So the Chonin said something along the following lines. He said that, you know, when Melech Mashiach comes, I want to be my Mashtender. I want to be, whatever happens, happens. I want to be, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes, B'chad V'yatzmai, I want to be with my Gemara open in front of me. That's the hope and prayer of a Jew. That's the greatest closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's a contemporary of Rabbi Chanan Rabbi Baruch Ber, Yechishmuel, who also lived at that time. Rabbi Baruch Ber also was nifter right around that time. He actually was not killed in the Holocaust. He died a natural death shortly before that part of Europe was conquered. Rabbi Baruch Ber used to say that, you know what he wants Elam Haba to be? He says he wants two things in Elam Haba. Two things, that's it, two things. He wants a shtender. You want a shtender? What's a shtender? He wants a Gemara. Because Baruch Hu take your shtender, give him a Gemara, put him in Shemayim somewhere. Nanim is a Mashkin. They say, our goal in this world is to become so in love with Torah Kedosha that this is the highest way to relate to Kedosha. Is the greatest Dveikus Mashkin, is the greatest closeness of Kedosha Baruch Hu. And he's sitting and learning the Sugya, Langatun in the Sugya about what's a Maitzi, Nagatz a Maitzi, about what else is he doing here? That way it's going on. The Kedosha Shal Shlomim, it's his Lavi Hanus Litnu. It's a Bechta Shiurim, it's a Tzkavon, about Taisif. I think I may have missed one too out there. So to be able to see the Godness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be able to be Nenim as a Bashkina, in the Shire of Yom Tav, Baruch Hashem Ashreichem, to come for a summer, to sit and learn, Al Tayr HaKadosh, to sit and learn Sugyas, deep Sugyas, and the Bechta Sugyas, Shas Sugyas, to be able to get a little bit of a taste, of Ma'al Tibim and Hayam, I mean, we learn, come on, we learn the Simchut B'Davar, we could spend a month on the Simchut B'Davar. We just try to give you the Rashi Prakim a little bit on the Simchut B'Davar, a little bit of Rashi Prakim, a little taste, a little bit of Rashi Prakim, it's this Kavanah. Shireinu Matoich HaKeinu, who Zoichazan, Talim HaTorah, B'Kiddush HaTorah, which continue for the next couple of days. Don't just waste away the next few days. You can spend the next week chazering, you can spend the next week learning other things, whatever other shul, whatever else can take place from now till you go back. And then go Michael Ochoil, Mitzhashem, you only go back to mostly go back to America. So go back and keep on learning and keep on growing and come back here quickly and keep on growing basmada, tsuma. Abba Satayr, Simcha Satayr, Hashem and Amalala continue on success. But the Shem Shalom Do, Michael Lechol, and the Kabbalah, and the Shem Tekenu, and our Shtend is going to be open for us. Okay. We have to Shem next week, so we're going to try to pull off, maybe a first time in Kol history, we're going to try to pull off.